Carolyn Grant-Scarnes is the CEO of the Australian Independent School Association of SA. Carolyn, I hope I've pronounced your name correctly.
Yes, you have.
Excellent. What do you think is going to happen on Monday?
I don't think it'll be anything like a dog's breakfast. I think there'll be a great deal of variety about what happens at an individual school site, but each school is planning really carefully for the return. So yeah. At an individual level, I think it'll be quite highly organised. But there'll be a great deal of variation across schools in the sector.
Yeah. Some people, well, I think Glenn's advice was, look, don't try and do two things, online and classroom. Just do one or the other. But a text here saying, nonsense, online teaching can incorporate both. What's the view of the Independent Schools Association? Can you do both in a classroom at the same time?
Yes, depending on your technology, but it might well be that you have some staff who are working with the children who are at home and other staff who are working with the children who are at school.
Yeah, if you've got
so
a lot of teachers.
It depends how schools have set up their online learning. So they may well have the work already there, ready for students to do, and have set times when they'll make contact with the students who are at home. And then for the rest of the day, they'll be available to teach those children who are at school. So, as I said, every school will do something different. There are a number of schools where their communities are not well set up for learning at home, and we expect that the majority of those children will probably come back to school and receive face-to-face teaching, and then they'll send probably printed materials home for students to do.